morning, for the next couple of minutes, we're going to be talking about the current pandemic and how it's impacted America's largest veterans organization and what the American Legion is doing to help. And with us today is the American Legion National Commander, James W. Bill Oxford. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning. It's an honor and privilege to be here.
Well, we appreciate that. Multiple times we had a chance to chat with you, and this time under a lot of different circumstances. Let's get right to it. Why are veterans hit especially hard during the economic downturn, which is just, you know, the economic news gets worse and worse as we go along here?
Well, Dick, when we think about veterans, a lot of them are exposed to long-term illnesses like diabetes, like PTSD, like the wounds they suffered, and as we move into to the rest of this pandemic, I guess, transitioning from the military is hard enough. So we're just offering assistance and want to make sure veterans have a chance to compete against more workers for fewer jobs.
I know you were elected national commander in 2019. We had a chance to chat with you right after that, and I'm sure you never expected to be dealing with something like this, because this has, of course, impacted every single person, every single American. How has the American Legion responded to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, Dick, we have recommended that Legion post close based on the recommendation from the Center for Disease Control and government regulations. But as we close those posts, we have encouraged our veterans, our Legionnaires, to maintain contact with their members. We've encouraged less physical contact, but we do encourage things like Zoom, Skype, FaceTime, and teleconferencing and other virtual meetings. And as part of that, as we continue our contact with veterans, we have a program called Buddy Checks. And if you go back to the World Wars, there was a term called battle buddies, but the buddy check is just an extension of that to make sure that we continue to reach out to veterans and let them know we still care about you, still involved, still want you as part of our team. And as we continue to reach out, we're asking, is everything all right? Is there anything we can do? Can we help? And we've had many posts that do provide services like picking up groceries or picking up a prescription at a drugstore or allowing veterans to run errands or run errands for veterans, just to make sure that those social distancing issues are still addressed.
Yeah, that the buddy check thing is that's good. I assume you use teleconferencing, social media, or this old-fashioned pick up the phone and call.
That's the biggest way to do it, is just a telephone call, and sometimes that social contact means a lot to a veteran, especially some of us older guys.
That's right, and some not so older guys. You mentioned a few ways that the American Legion has adapted to the new environment, and so there are really no posts right now that are actually open. As you said, you're leaving that basically to the local jurisdictions, but your recommendations are following the CDC recommendations.
Absolutely the case. Social distancing and isolationism is the best way to prevent the transfer of this virus. So that's what our recommendation is right now.
I have a chance to chat, too, about something I know from the very first time that I talked to you a couple of years ago. This was something that you really were involved in and had a real passion for. And that's you've advocated for continuing GI Bill benefits. And we need to talk about the GI Bill a little bit later on, but you're trying to get the benefits, continuing them for attending schools that have actually stopped classes for now. Kind of explain that scenario.
Well, as you know, the American Legion was instrumental in the creation of the original GI Bill, going back to the Servicemen's Readjustment Act of 1944. Harry Clomery was the national commander at the time, and he wrote and presented that to Congress. But the issues we're facing today, as those schools close, we are encouraging Congress to continue the GI Bill payments to veterans enrolled. Many of them are still using online classes, so that's not an issue. But the schools that have closed and are not holding in place classes now, those veterans are still facing living expenses, food, medical supplies, and those things. So we do, we are encouraging Congress to continue to pay those benefits. They didn't, the veteran didn't cause the classes to stop. They're just in one of those situations where they were one of the casualties of it.
I know you're a veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps, and
I am.
Did some time in Vietnam.
I did.
So you can really firsthand, and also your experience of working with people. What are the would you say some of the most important issues that are facing veterans today? And I guess, can I kind of frame that question? Are those issues today really much different? Maybe the toys have changed a bit, but much different than the issues that you were facing or your parents were facing.
That they really are not. When we think about the most significant issues that we're facing today, and from 1970 when I got out of the Marine Corps, veteran suicides is one of the things we've got to address as we move forward. We're still having about 20 veterans a day or so commit suicide. So as we move forward, and this buddy check program that we use is a good example of impacting that. Those veterans that are facing isolationism or mental depression, that phone call might make a difference in preventing one of those crisis situations. But as we move forward, we've got to make sure every veteran out there realizes, hey, we care, we want to help, and let us. And the VA crisis hotline is a good way to do that. And that crisis number is 1-800-273-8255, and that number is available to any veteran that feels like he wants to talk about his situation. But it's also available if there's a family member, if there's somebody else that might see a crisis situation developing, they can call that crisis hotline and get that veteran into the system and get them the help that they need.
I know from the very beginning when we first started talking, you mentioned the buddy checks and talked about, maybe just going to the grocery store, picking up some groceries and helping go through drive-through food service and provide essential supplies that way.
Absolutely.
Thinking, where can people, you mentioned a couple of websites, but again, people can find out more information about the American Legion. Maybe they aren't a veteran, but have veterans in their family or just would like to reach out and help. Where can we go for more information?
Well, that website is on the World Wide Web, is legion.org, or there's also a department website for your state, and reach out to your local Legion post. There might not be somebody there at that moment, but there'll be somebody to take a phone call or return a phone call. So we would encourage every veteran, if they're Legionnaire or not, but every veteran to join a veteran service organization. Let us help you. So that's the best way we could do that. Just reach out, and we'll be happy to provide whatever assistance or help we can.
It's always a pleasure, and welcome back anytime. The American Legion National Commander, James W. Bill Oxford. Thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.